USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stojanovic opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 a piece. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
A new poll here in the United States says America blew it in Afghanistan. Tim Berg reports.
A new Politico Morning Consult poll conducted amid the chaos in Afghanistan shows a plummet in the percentage of voters who support the U.S. withdrawal. The poll, conducted from August 13th through the 16th among a sample of 2,000 registered voters, indicated that just 25% of American voters think the withdrawal from Afghanistan is going well. Just 49% of voters continue to support the withdrawal, down from 69% in April. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Texas governor has COVID-19. Dan Naraki has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment.
USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The women in Afghanistan will suffer from the sudden collapse of the Afghanistan Provisional Government to the Taliban. Afghan journalist Nazra Karimi on Fox News remembers what life was like with the Taliban in power.
I remember the bad memories in 1996. The memory came, I think the emotional came from 1996 when I was in Peshawar, close to Afghanistan, because I remember all Taliban activity, all Taliban ideology, all Taliban policy, and the same time everything repeat, and again Taliban capture overall in Afghanistan, and it remind me on that time that I been in Afghanistan, my family were in Afghanistan. It was really bad situation. That's why emotionally I raised my voice. Actually, it was not my voice, it was voice for voiceless women in Afghanistan. Although I'm in United States nowadays, I'm safe, I'm okay, but still physically I'm here, but still I think about my suffered women. That's why I raise my voice and ask for Mr. Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson, that where is President Ghani? Why President Ghani left alone Afghan people, Afghan suffered people? Because United States has responsibility.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.